Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Praise the Lord. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you all to the broadcast today. And look how I look forward to sharing this time together, and I hope you do too. It's good to think about the things of the Lord, to talk about His ways, to learn what He wants from us in this life. Amen. Praise God. Well, if I asked you, would you like to be an overcomer? Of course, your answer would be yes. Of course, we want to overcome. And I would venture to say that probably one of the most difficult things we have to overcome is ourself. And then, of course, our circumstances. And that's exactly what I'm going to be sharing this week and have been. I started on yesterday's broadcast, to overcome self and circumstances. And this is one of the greatest needs that as Christians we must do. It's one thing to submit our heart, surrender our heart, surrender our life to the Lord. But then as God begins to move in our lives, as we begin to mature and grow in the things of God and in understanding and revelation of who we are in Him, the authority He has given us, the extreme privilege. Oh my goodness, as I said yesterday, if you just want to get away by yourself, read all of Romans 8. That is such a magnificent chapter. What can separate us from the love of Christ? Beloved, there are no limitations to us as God's people. We all that Jesus has, He has given to us. We're heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We're going to rule and reign with Him. And not just, beloved, in that future kingdom. He wants us to rule and reign in this life. And the way we do that is by acknowledging the Lordship of Jesus Christ, that He is our Lord. And He sits supreme on our heart, not our self. And beloved, because we are natural carnal beings, that is the hardest thing to overcome. A lot of people, they may have served the Lord for a long time, but self is still firmly rooted on the throne. Beloved, that's something we all have to deal with, to be able to come into that fullness of the measure of Christ, to be able to allow our will to be so perfectly submitted to God's will that we delight in it. Why? Because is God just some big control freak? Of course He's not. I mean, He could be. He has all power in heaven and earth. He upholds everything this world. If He just for a second decided, no, I don't think I'm going to do this anymore, we would just vaporize. All of us. How many billion people on the planet? Are you kidding? He spoke the world. He's unquestioned. God is God. Only the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Unless they change their tune, one day they're going to realize as they stand before the mighty God of the universe that, yeah, He's very real. And we are His creatures, but He loves us so much. We sinned. Our original parents sinned. The angels transgressed. How He continued to open Himself up for hurt. I just, you know, after what the angels did, you think that would have discouraged Him? No, then He went ahead and made man. And look what we've done. But if it was, you know, and Adam and Eve, they were in a perfect environment. They had all their needs supplied. So often we think, oh, well, if I just, you know, things were better, then I could really serve God. Oh, well, they had things as better as they could be. And they were still seduced away by the lies of the enemy. Eve was deceived, and Adam very knowingly went right along. And some say because he loved his wife too much. Well, yes, I mean, that's beautifully romantic. And maybe there were several things operating. But nonetheless, We have to deal with the facts. Only if when we get to heaven, we can ask Adam, hey, Adam, what was really going on? Okay. But we can't do that. Right now, we have to be concerned about making our way in this life. And so our self will, just by its very nature, resist God's will. Self means, let me share a definition. It's me, basically. It's who I am. Self means belonging to oneself, the entire person of an individual, an individual's typical character or behavior. The union of elements, I'm getting technical now, Webster, as body, emotions, thoughts, and sensations, a union of all these things together that constitute the individuality and identity of a person. That's what self is. And I don't think I have to explain it more. We all understand what self is. A two-year-old understand what self is. No, I want what I want. Okay, enough said there. And because this is our natural makeup of ourselves, the old nature, and this is true of the old man and the individual who's not saved, they serve God. Their idol is self, beside all the other idols they stack around themselves. And that self is concerned about him or himself, herself, first and foremost. In other words, it's the big I. It's all about me. And in many Christians, this self-concern is carried over into our new life. Of course it is. I mean, our spirit man is perfect. Our bodies, of course, are deteriorating until we get our new ones. But it's the soul nature. That's what, when the scripture, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. We have to mortify the deeds of our body. We have to bring our self-life, our self-nature, our self-will into line with God's. And as I said, he's not a control freak. He loves us. And why? Because as for God, his way is perfect. His way for you and I, the good things, because he loves us. Don't you love your children? Wouldn't you do anything for them? Well, that's just what our Father did. He did anything for us. He sent the most precious commodity of heaven, his only begotten Son, to suffer the shame and the ridicule and the unspeakable suffering of the cross and in his passion, what he went through, because he wanted us restored. He wants to see us happy. He wants to see us delighted. He has only your good in mind. And that's why when we follow God's will, his will for us is the right way, the way that'll bring joy, the way that'll bring happiness, the way that'll bring satisfaction, the way that'll be fulfillment, that will bring fulfillment. Don't you see the lies of the devil that has lied to the world that they wanted, you know, the only real set, God just exists to put a bunch of rules and demands on you? Oh, come on. The devil has been a master at disguising the true heart of God. Beloved, in many Christians, this self-concern, as I said, it's carried over into our new life, and it hinders us continually. Why? Because so many of us are occupied with self, and we fail to thank God that he's actually living in us. Many fail to recognize the privilege that we have of being his child. Many have been blindfolded to the fact that as for God, his way is indeed perfect, and he has a perfect will for us. You know, choose that good, prove that good, acceptable, perfect will of God. His perfect will is full of blessing. It's abounding in his goodness, in his bounty, in his plenty, in his overflow of his love. But what have we done? Well, self is all we've known in our unsaved state, and so, of course, we cling tenaciously to it. And holding on to self has hindered God from filling us full with his fullness. Oh, beloved, I just have to turn. Makes me think of Paul's prayer in the third chapter of Ephesians. And he says, "For this cause I bow my knee unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man," that's your spirit, beloved, "that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye may be rooted and grounded in love, that ye may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth, and height," and we could never do that probably till eternity, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge. How could we know something which is past knowledge? We keep trying to enlarge the borders of our tent to receive more and more of Him. And what's the purpose of all this? Listen, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Think of that. What does that mean, to be filled with all the fullness of God? We are preventing Him from doing what Paul prayed for us, if we let self sit on the throne. When we're confronted with adverse circumstances which affect us, ourselves, how do we react? Do we give thanks to God for His loving and caring strength, which is going to see us through, which is going to give us answers, which is going to show us the way to act, react? Or do we fuss? Do we pout? Do we complain? Do we accuse God of not loving us? Beloved, more people are robbed of God's blessings by their self-willed negative attitudes and their rejection of God's comfort and help. Beloved, God knows everything about you. There is not a word in my tongue, the psalmist said, but lo, O Lord, Thou knowest it altogether. He's compassed us about and before. He's acquainted with all of our ways. Beloved, this God loves you intimately. He bothers to count all the hairs on your head. Why He would do that, I don't know, but that's how much He loves us. So, beloved, I encourage you, and if you need help, we all need help. I need your prayers. Please pray for me. But if you need help in this area to really be able to submit yourself to God, that soul nature, I invite you to write. The announcer is going to give our contact information. You don't have to write a lot. You can send an email. I do answer every email, acknowledge, receive. But beloved, my ministry is through the ministry of correspondence. So if you want to email, if you don't want to give your address, that's fine. But I encourage you to share your address. So that's how I respond and reply. And beloved, there are partners. We've been going for over 50 years now. They have what? Folders, binders of the letters that Brother Glass and I have sent over the years. Yeah. Because when they get down, I have a brother in San Diego who tells me when he gets down, he pulls off that folder and he starts reading those prophetic words that God gave him, and he's encouraged. Well, I got to stop. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass A. May God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577. Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh.